All right, hello everybody. It is the first day, well, tomorrow, it's January 2nd is what it is, but I'm recording this on the 1st of January, and I am in Madison, Wisconsin, and I will tell you why I'm in Madison, Wisconsin when I return to Cal. I'll tell you on tomorrow's show, our Friday show, but I'm in Madison, Wisconsin at a beautiful hotel in a really, really engaging and beautiful American city. A lot of, as I was driving in from the airport, I saw a lot of old, like pre-World War II houses. In other words, they're very classically styled houses with the porches and the, you know, and the sort of, I don't know how to describe it, man. I don't know much about architecture, but you know where they have kind of old American architecture where you have the porch, lots of columns, not really regal Roman columns, but just kind of wood columns, and you know, it's a really cool city. Close by is University of Wisconsin. The hotel I'm in is on a place called Lake Mendota, which is gorgeous. I pulled in last night. I called Jackie and I tried to show her on FaceTime, but it was, you know, too dark to really see the lake, and fucking cold. Christ on a crutch. So I got up. I got to the airport. I landed in Madison and went outside. And I got to tell you something. At the Rick and Morty party, they gave us the wool caps. They gave us like kind of wool beanies that represented some aspect of the show. It was a crew thing that they gave out to everybody. So I had this wool cap at home. And I thought, you know what? I think I'll bring that with me because I bet you it's going to be fucking cold. Sure enough, I got off the plane. I walked outside waiting for a car to take me to the hotel, and it was butt cold, Jack. It was 30 degrees. 30 degrees if it was 1 degree. There wasn't any wind chill. It was cold enough, though. And it just so happens, you know, that I brought that. And it also just so happens that I wore a lot heavier shirt than the one I was going to wear. So I made all the right decisions, which is a real, that's a real change of pace for me. I've just gotten done eating some dinner. I had some very delicious Wisconsin-style chicken wings that were bourbon-soaked. Fucking great. And I had, who knew that Wisconsin, I think Wisconsin's kind of a tourist area. You know, I would come up here for a, I wonder what it's like here in the summer. Anyway, I also had a wedge salad with some delicious blue cheese. Now what else? And then they sent me a plate of just like, you know, little pickles and stuff. And I think it's kind of snack food in Wisconsin. Pickles, apple slices, these kind of cured, peanuts cured in something, oil or something. What else, man? It was really delicious. Oh, pepperoni, which I'm not a fan of. I didn't really eat that. But just little things like that. And then they brought me a basket of Wisconsin beer. Let me get this beer. I'll show you. Also, I'm watching a Nazi documentary, so
some things never change, man.
It's a whole bucket of beer, and I don't drink beer. I did get some tequila. This is called New Glarus Brewing Company, Spotted Cow. And this is made in, what if it says it's like made in Nevada? No, it's a... it's what Wisconsin. Only in Wisconsin, it says. Here's another beer that's called Shiner Holiday Cheer. Yeah, I'll bet. And this is also... Is this Wisconsin? Brewed with peaches and pecans and with natural flavor and caramel color. What the fuck? What the holy fuck? I'm going to have to assume that this is also Wisconsin. Very nice, man. Here's another beer that's called, this is New Glarus beer as well, so give me a couple of bottles of that. Here's another bottle of New Glarus beer. So this seems to be their favorite. Three bottles of New Glarus, G-L-A-R-U-S beer, the New Glarus Brewing Company, and one bottle of this holiday cheer stuff, and then they also gave me a bottle of Saratoga water. So thank you very, very much, guys. Great hotel. Well, we'll be doing the show remote here tonight. I believe we have We're not going to bring back those guys now. I was just checking some things with, but what we were going to bring back, what is the guy?
What guy?
You know, Weber Bickerstaff.
Not that pain in the ass, okay?
Well, he was drunk. He was drunk. Yeah, and you just talked, oh my God, you just talked about a whole bucket of beer and you had yourself some tequila.
I'm not going to be drinking it on the air. This guy, Weber Bickerstaff, started pounding the whiskey shots.
He had something called Globeris or something.
I don't know what the fuck it was he was drinking.
He was drinking, well, it was whiskey, but it was called Globeris whiskey.
I never heard of it.
Commissioner, I never heard of it.
I've never heard of it, man.
Well, yeah, no, well, nothing. All right, so the pre-show has ended. Fuck this. We'll be right back with more of the show on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.